hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Wow! You know, this is hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we should say this hour of Scuba Radio is brought to you by Sammy Hagar's new Beach Bum Rum.
Beach Bar Rum.
That's what I said. And, you know, any mistakes, misrepresentations from fact and reality, well, it's because of that. And so we have a good excuse. And on that note, let's delve right into something I guess I didn't get quite right before when I said we were going to check in with our friend Barry from Dive Training Magazine and talk about Komodo dragons, because that's not correct, right, Bill? Well, I mean, come on, what's the dealio?
Well, he'll know the answer, but I just wanted to let you know that I assumed that when you said we were going to be talking about Komodo dragons that he was on the island of Komodo, but he tells me that there ain't squat on the island of Komodo.
There's not squat. Well,
maybe there is squat and Komodo dragons, but that's apparently about it.
Well, let's find out. Barry Gimelo is our guest right now from Dive Training Magazine. He is a photo professional. Him and Ruth, we've been lucky enough to travel around the world and run into these folks every once in a while. They've shot more Dive Training Magazine front and back covers than any other photographers in the world, and they are on Scuba Radio right now. Barry, how are you, buddy? How are you?
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
I'm good.
To see you, or talk to you. I guess I'm seeing you in my mind.
Yes, well, I'm sure it's a very pretty picture.
Yeah, we apologize.
I don't know. I wouldn't go that far, but it is good to talk to you.
Well, back at you, Barry. So let's talk about where you've been, and then we'll talk about where you're going to go, which is with us to Saba and St. Kitts here in January. But you just went to Komodo National Park. So do they have Komodo dragons there or no? Or am I all mixed up? I don't know. What's going on?
Oh, yes, they do.
Okay, at least I got that much right.
Several islands that have the Komodo dragons, and they're big animals, big reptiles. Their saliva is very dangerous, so...
So you shouldn't make out with one.
Like Drunken Santa.
Yeah. All right. Their saliva is poisonous.
It's more like botulism and anthrax and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a nasty concoction. They bite their prey, and their prey walks off a little ways and starts getting weak and sits down and eventually dies. And then the Komodo dragons come in
and take care of the rest.
But they started.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. All right, so this was a trip that you just went on. Was this a personal thing, or you did this for dive training, or what? When you went out there,
this was a personal thing.
Okay. Or were you looking at a date outside of your species?
What? But, you know, Bill's been drinking, Barry. So just you know, at least I'm the one responsible one in the room today. Yeah, Bill.
Oh, nothing I'm going so on. Glad. Yeah. I'll keep referring back to you then.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And then
mistake.
All right, so you went out and did this. Was there any diving associated with this trip, or was this just all topside stuff?
Oh, yes. We were on a liveaboard named the Ara Nui.
Oh, okay.
A really, really nice liveaboard. And we explored the Komodo National Park. We started at Bima Island, which is to the far east of Bali.
Okay.
And worked our way back, you know, through islands, including Komodo Island. And Rincha Island is actually the island we actually got off on to view up close the Komodo dragons.
Interesting. So this trip that you did, was it a little bit of everything, or did you just, did you do that with the focus of doing the dives, and then this was just one element of a land-based adventure, and you like kind of have to mark it off the list
true.
Type of deal?
You know, we always wanted to see the Komodo dragons, so it was fun being able to see them, but we were there for the diving.
Yeah,
and there was lots of diving to be had, macro stuff, wide angle, fish portraits, manta rays. We just had a great time.
Just everything under the sea there. It sounds like one of those kind of places where this might be comparable to diving in, I don't know, is it as elaborate as Galapagos or something like that, or what? What would you say?
Well, I wouldn't say it was the same as Galapagos, because Galapagos has so many like species of sharks and large schools of animals. We did not see the huge schools of large animals, although Ruth and I had a neat experience of doing a manta dive, and everyone was down on the bottom hiding around the coral waiting for the mantas to come into a cleaner area. So we kind of ventured off on our own, shooting other fish, and on our surface interval, we had seven mantas swimming around us. I mean,
wow.
Within 10 yards, and everyone else was down at the bottom looking everywhere to see if they could see any mantas. And we had them all to ourselves, as it were.
Nice. Those Komodo dragons, do they swim too like iguanas? In the Galapagos, or no? They don't.
They do.
No.
Yeah, well, you know, they can swim. They're not a marine reptile.
Right.
But they can swim. So
as does most critters that you throw in the water, they'll find a way. But probably not something you'd recommend if you ran into a Komodo dragon.
No, I wouldn't recommend jumping in the water with them.
I believe the Isle of Komodo, and I asked, Bill can back me up on this.
Yeah.
I believe that's where Charles Durning discovered evolution.
I don't think that's...
Charles who?
Charles Durning from Tootsie.
No, he was a famous evolutionist.
Well, was he?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Okay. we might have this wrong.
No. What are the odds? Really?
No, this is rock solid research.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a great adventure, and so that was a liveaboard trip.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, and got some great pictures. Did you shoot anything that might show up in dive training, or was this just all for personal fun, and you just added to your
personal fun
portfolio? Yeah.
Who knows? You might see a couple of pictures. We took some pictures of divers, and of course, had to take pictures of Ruthie. Yeah,
of course, she's your main model for sure.
Well, now, here's something that you mentioned.
Definitely.
You mentioned something in passing, and I'm not sure what you meant by it. You talked about fish portraits.
Yeah.
What's a fish portrait?
Yes. That would be when you're just taking a fish identification shot.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Having a pose like the Mona Lisa, you know, in a chair.
Good one, Greg.
We didn't carry any hair lights or... anything like that, but
well, there's always next time. Yeah,
use two lights.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
No backdrops, backdrop stands, tripods. Those were all left at home.
I gotcha. All right. Well, I'm really looking forward to our adventure in January 18th with Explore Ventures. We go to St. Kitts, and then we cruise around the island of Saba, end up in St. Martin. Are you excited about this adventure, Barry?
Oh, you know we are. Yes, and we've got some neat tutorials and videos to show during the week.
Great.
You know, and we're hoping we're going to be having some mermaids there, too, to shoot.
That's
right.
Is
that correct?
Yeah, we're going to have some mermaids on board. The Scuba Cowboys is going to be on board. We got some folks from Scuba Pro that are going to give us some gear to use for the week and possibly even give away to someone. And if everything goes as well, we're going to possibly shoot a cover for Dive Training Magazine. So we'll have to see how that all...
It is always my hope.
Yes, that is a plan. You can't guarantee it because you don't know what you're going to get, but I have a feeling that we got quite a backdrop to choose from there on this little itinerary we got planned. I believe there are just 4 spots left, by the way, on that liveaboard trip right now.
Wow.
If you want to join us, it's not too late to hop on board. Just call up Explore Ventures, 1-800-322-3577. Tell them you want to go on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Barry and Ruth from Dive Training Magazine and Scuba Bro, Mermaids, the Scuba Cowboy, the works. It's going to be a party. And Barry, he's very gracious, as you just heard. He'll give you a few tips on how to get some great fish portraits and more. All right? More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
This show's for you, your friends, your neighbors, your dive buddies, too. Cause you all know this is the show. For those who go, we're proud to glow. Now this sounds like the place to go. So everybody, go with the flow. Cause we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio. I said, this sounds like the place to go. So everybody, go with the flow. Cause we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio. I said, this sounds like the place to go. So everybody, go with the flow. Cause we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and Bug Boy is he's here as well. He's hanging out, having fun with us today. So we are, we're doing our thing today and having fun. And so we'll have to... I don't know. We're going to talk to Jeff from South Florida Diving Headquarters. He's getting prepared for Halloween. Has a special Halloween event for divers coming up here in a few weeks. We're going to delve into that. But we got some other scuba news and information that we're going to delve into.
What?
Yeah. some new things that I came across that I figured, you know, we ought to talk about this, find out what's going on.
Like about diving?
And well, yeah, that would be a change, wouldn't it?
Cool.
Yeah. But, you know, some of the things that we're going to delve into, you'll be able to relate to personally, Bug Boy. So that's coming up. But first, a new tour operator has just started offering snorkel trips to Antarctica.
Yeah, that'll take off.
It might.
Let's go.
I don't know. But
well, yeah. Once everything melts, well, with global warming and whatnot.
Oh, there
well,
you go.
There you go. Maybe that's what he looked at. Hey, this is an untapped market or an actual new market that hasn't been explored yet. But evidently they're going to take snorkelers in these dry suits. And I've seen this on TV where they take the guys and they put them in these dry suits that just kind of float. And they're, you know, they kind of look more like survival suits. But they
or hazmat suits.
Right, they do. And actually, the guy from Ricky Gervais, Earl, what's the guy's name, the wacky guy he works with?
The guy traveled the world.
Carl Pilkington.
Carl, yes.
Hilarious.
And there was an episode of Carl Pilkington.
Pink Meany.
Pink Meany, right. Carl Pink Meany. and he went to someplace far up north. I don't know as far as north as Antarctica.
Like Jersey?
Yeah. Where it's really, really cold.
I don't know if it was as far north as Antarctica.
Ooh.
Antarctica.
That's south.
The South Pole, Antarctica.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I think it was further north than Antarctica.
That's somewhere he went to Alabama.
He went to the other one. No, I don't know which one he went to. But it was cold and it was ice, and there were icebergs and stuff.
Was it where Santa makes toys or where the penguins are?
Yes. I know that much.
Wouldn't your organs freeze immediately?
I don't know if it's that cold. I mean, it's damn cold, but I don't know if it's that cold. But here's the problem.
Well, it has to be.
Well, if you're wearing a dry suit,
I mean, the water's
going in the water, then wouldn't it be like dry ice?
No, I don't think it's that cold. I think it's like 30, 32, 33, 34, someplace in that ballpark. It's not ice. It's
yeah.
You need to add at least 50 degrees to that before I'm interested.
I would think. I would think.
No, thank you.
Here's the problem I would have with it.
What's
that? Is that there are penguins.
Yeah. And that's what you're going to snorkel to look at.
Yeah,
underwater.
So you'd feel underdressed?
Yes, I wouldn't have my tuxedo on. But no.
You'd wear a morph suit.
We are not the only ones that know the penguins are there.
What do you mean?
The predators that eat penguins, including great white sharks, would be there.
No. True.
And killer whales.
Yeah, they have killer whales. No, it's not great
in Antarctica?
Whites. Yeah, sure. Okay. They, don't they? Just they don't have them in there.
Killer meaning they're awesome.
Yeah,
those are killer, man.
Wait, beluga. Don't they have beluga whales?
Do they not? They don't have the killer whales on that side.
I don't think
Josie whales.
Really?
I mean, they are pelagic, so they could be everywhere. But
that's what I would think.
They're mainly northern hemisphere.
Okay. Mammals. Well, you know, whatever. But you maybe see
sometimes they migrate.
Yeah. I mean, there are orca that sail in the Pacific that sail. Most everywhere in the Pacific. I mean, there's no question there may be some there, but it's great whites
maybe
eat penguins.
Maybe they're going on vacation.
Eat penguins. And then great whites eat seals.
Mm-hmm. True. He's got an excellent point.
And you would be floating on the surface as a snorkeler.
Like a giant marshmallow.
Yeah.
Yep. Chocolate.
Oh, look, appetizer.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, interesting idea. But, you know, if you're going to go to that much trouble... To go to that part of the world.
After the first death, they'll shut it down.
Yeah, I think I would have to, I would want to go dive. I think I wouldn't want to just snorkel. I don't think snorkeling would be enough. If you're going
like
to go to that much trouble, I think you'd have to snorkel.
You're going to freeze
Maybe
to
that's
death.
Just
make
me.
It worth it is what you're saying.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. All right, so that's one thing. Another thing, Patty has this website now called Scuba Earth. And, you know, they're basically trying to create, you know, kind of like a Facebook for divers. And if anybody can pull this off, it will be Patty. But ScubaEarth.com, they just started launching file imports for your dive computer that you can post online and, you know, as a dive locker, dive log, the whole thing. ScubaEarth.com, check that out.
That's cool.
That's kind of cool. But here's the thing that you can relate to, Bug Boy. So I guess it was last week or, I don't know, let's see, when was it? I'm trying to look for the first day of bug season on the left coast there. You know, because, you know, we're based in Orlando, Florida. Lobster season's been open for a while, but bug season in California, for instance, off the left coast there, has just opened.
Well, they're 3 hours behind us.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So it'd be 3 hours behind us.
Yeah. But, you know, someone watched the Bug Boy video, and they shot me an email that said, what?
By the way, I do all my own stunts in that.
What? Really?
You were there.
It was, you do all
you
your
filmed
own
it.
Dialogue, too.
Yeah.
I am Bug Boy.
Yeah, I got a wave hit me there. Yeah. Rogue wave.
Rogue.
Damn near sunk the ship.
You have to go watch the video to appreciate what CJ is sharing right now. But anyway, someone watched the video. They shot me an email and they said, "Hey, Greg, what is this looper? What is this snare you guys are using? That's not legal." And I'm like, "What do you mean? Of course it's legal.
Everything's legal in Florida."
Right. No, we use
except prostitution.
What? Oh, darn it.
And
wearing a hoodie. Go on.
Right.
Oh, whoa.
Buying Skittles.
Okay, oh, my God, Bill. Really?
Bill.
Anyway, yeah.
Speaking of polarizing.
We can use...
In Antarctica. Bill's a polarizing bear.
By the way, the orca are worldwide, and they certainly do eat penguins.
Well, fair enough.
Do they eat pink meanies?
So you are absolutely correct.
Shush. All right, so...
I said it, Greg. I said you were right. Go on.
Thank you. Snares, we use them. Nets, and don't get me going on the tickle sticks. We get all that stuff in Florida. We'll talk about what they use in California for lobstering next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy is here, as well as Bug Boy. And that's kind of where we're focused right now, on bugs. Lobsters. To the layman. But we would like to refer to them as bugs.
Because it's quicker.
It's quicker. It's faster. Less talking about them, more time to eat them and enjoy them. And, you know, lobster season's been open in Florida for a while. We got the Adventures of Bug Boy for your, you know, for your viewing pleasure there at the scubaradio.com video page. So check that out. But I like I said, I got an email from someone who had watched the video and said, what are these snares, these loopers you guys are using? These nets, these tickle sticks. What is this? That's not legal. And I'm like, of course it's legal. We wouldn't do anything illegal.
No,
here we play by the rules. We honor all local laws and try to be as conservationally minded as you possibly can be as a diver. I you know, I love lobstering. Some people don't believe in doing that kind of thing, but hey, that's just one of the fun things you can do
my
as
license.
A diver. Yeah, it's all
I was
monitored,
fully licensed.
You don't harm the reef, that kind of thing. But when the lobsters are in season, you're on a lobster dive, you go bag a couple of them, and you're good to go.
Really, it was in my case, it was self-defense.
True.
Because you saw how big that mother is.
Well, yeah.
It was.
And, you know, that was kind of like a...
Bloodthirsty.
That was like a ghost lobster.
Once they get a taste for human flesh.
You think that's what it was?
I mean, you got to take them out.
Yeah. Well, it didn't seem to...
It was me or him.
Well...
So who's here right now talking on the radio?
Yeah, I don't know how that, you know, the video doesn't really.
He would have come up and surfaced, tried to get on the boat with my gear, pretending to be me, waited until he was comfortably, you know, in hanging out with you guys later, and then killed you both.
Yeah, well, it's really not clear.
Tuck his antenna down under a hat, all incognito.
It's really not clear what happened to that lobster. Because last scene
well,
I've ever seen him.
His tail ended up on my grill.
Yeah, but his horns were going for your jugular. I saw that. That was on the video.
All right, but we'll talk about what the California divers do to get their lobster next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Guy Harvey. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
All right, so what do these California divers do to bag their bugs? Now that lobster season is open, I guess, on the left coast as well.
Give them a script.
What?
You got to check this out, baby.
What?
You're the star. In it, though, we got to shoot topside.
No. It's not like they're trying to coax an actor into a film. Actually, I don't know. Maybe they do. You know, like, hey, we'll meet at Sardis. Wait, no, that's in New York. What's a...
Sardines?
Yeah, maybe. But no, they don't use...
So loopers are illegal in California? Is that what you're telling me?
Evidently, catching lobsters off the coast of California, the only tools you can use are your hands.
Your feminine wiles.
Excuse me?
Can you wear gloves, Greg? Or you have to wear no gloves at all?
I think they can wear gloves, yes. But they
just
don't
have to grab them?
They don't have a tickle stick. They literally have to tickle them.
With their hands.
I would, whatever
appendage. Tell them a joke. Make them laugh. And when their guard is down, grab them.
Yeah, I don't think if they're tickling them out from under a ledge or something, I mean, they have to use their hands or whatever free appendage.
So do the lobsters over there have claws?
No.
Just the main lobster.
They have the California spiny lobster, very similar to the Florida spiny lobster.
But they're real laid back, so they're probably easier to catch.
Yo, dude, what up, man?
Well, actually, they are because it's super cold water. So
it's colder?
Actually, they move much more slowly. That's one of the things which I've heard. I think Mark told us that, of Mark and Mark.
Of who?
Mark and Mark.
You mean Mike and Mark?
Mike and Mark. Mike and Mark.
Wasn't he in the Funky Bunch?
Marky Mark.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah.
And because they're California lobsters, they have a very healthy diet of wheatgrass and kelp.
Okay, fair enough. That would make sense. So they're
like
veggie
vegan.
Lobster. Yeah. Well, no, I think it wasn't Mark and Mike and Mark that started that rumor. That was me, which was basically just, you know, I said the lobsters were slower because they're in colder water. And because a California lobster diver, he was talking smack to me one day at one of the dive shows. He goes, "Oh, you use your tickle stick and your looper, you Florida lobster hunter. You are nothing." And I said, hey, your lobsters are in cold water. They move way slower. Sure, you can just use your hand. You know, so it was one of those type of things.
So it was you. It wasn't Mark.
So basically what I'm saying is that rumor that the lobsters are slower because of the cold water in California is totally based in fact.
You know why I think it's easier to catch lobsters in California?
They've been bitten by Komodo dragons.
And they're stuck in traffic jams.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Nothing moves over there.
They're just more laid back. I don't know. Maybe Captain Cocktail can back us up on this. We got Jeff.
I doubt it.
From South Florida Diving Headquarters on Scuba Radio right now. Jeff, how are you, buddy?
What's up, Slayer? I hear you talking your favorite tune, Lobster.
Yes, well, California Lobster. Someone was talking some smack to me on email.
Lobster, dude.
Well, they saw the Adventures of Bug Boy video, and he was like, "What is the snare you guys are using? Those things aren't legal." And you know, I had to explain to him. I was like, "Yeah, they're legal in Florida, but they can't use that stuff in California." You know, and
well, how do they catch them in California?
By their hand. I mean, when they're
they don't.
By their hand.
Yeah, they got to catch them by their hand. They're not allowed to use loopers or nets or anything. Supposedly, they got to catch them with their hands.
I thought maybe they lured them in with incense and kind words.
Yes, exactly. It could be a little bit of that as well. So, I don't know. Maybe we need to try some of those techniques with our Florida lobster.
Yeah.
Every little bit can help.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a snare. It's not a looper. It's a dog collar.
They're
yeah.
slower because of all the smog.
Maybe. It could be.
Hold on a second.
lobsters in California actually tweet.
They actually what?
Tweet.
Why would they do
tweet.
This? Why would they do that?
Because they have access to technology.
Oh, no, what's the thing? Oh. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. It's not tweet. It's twerk, isn't it, or whatever the...
Yeah, okay.
Where you drop your butt down and go up and down.
All right, did I forget to mention that Jeff's nickname is Captain Cocktail?
How
just
fitting.
To make sure we get that out in the open. But we're all on the same page today. We got Sammy
Miley
Hagar.
Cyrus Lobster.
Hey, dude, we got Sammy Hagar's new rum in the studio today, Jeff. You'd appreciate this.
Oh, my. Cabo Wabo.
No, this is a new thing. This is Sammy's Beach Bar Rum. And it's tasty.
From Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't drive.
Are you drinking it straight?
Well, I mean, as straight as Greg ever is.
Hey, what?
Stop it.
All right, just stop. All right, let's get back on track here. Now, coming up in the next few weeks, you guys have a Halloween dive that you're planning. You've done this before, too, Jeff, right? This isn't like a new thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is the plan?
Yeah, we try to do it every year. It's kind of a takeoff of, I guess you'd call it an underwater Halloween, you know, for people, for divers, actually. We do an underwater costume contest and see who can get the most creative.
Yeah.
And then the second dive, we do a pumpkin carving contest.
Got it. Okay.
And you're allowed to you can't sketch your pumpkin until you actually get to the marina.
Yeah.
And we give you some time to sketch your pumpkin, and then you get to cut it. You have to cut it underwater, and the person with the best design wins some prizes. And you should see some of these designs. It's pretty amazing.
Really?
Now,
okay.
Do you have to empty out the pumpkin before you go down?
We
have them cut the top open and then clean them out, and we leave that in the dumpster here before we leave. And then they can draw on it, and then once they get down, they have to actually do the actual cutting.
Do you have
there.
To use a dive
or
knife?
Some of them just use reef as their inspiration on the bottom, and they draw it, and then they cut it. It just depends on how you want to do it.
Yeah.
Now, how do you make them sink? Wouldn't they be buoyant?
Well, you hold on to
buoyant?
Them. You gotta, yeah.
Drop
some weights.
Yeah, they're buoyant until you cut them open, and then once you fill them with water,
I suppose
once they fill up, the top's open.
Got it. So that helps the physics, really, Bill.
A little, but it's not enough to.
Okay. Got it.
You're holding it down anyway.
Yeah. All right. So that's the pumpkin carving thing. This happens October 26th.
Like
you can get information at southfloridadiving.com, by the way. But let's go back to the costume contest. What kind of costumes have people done before on this type of event
we've
for you,
had the,
Jeff?
The Grim Reaper. We've had people put on a rubber shark head.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, somebody might have the Lobster Slayer contest this year. It's on costume, rather.
Yeah, it might come down as the Lobster Slayer, dressed as a lobster or a Lobster Slayer.
That's just a leopard skin Speedo and a looper.
How does he carry the looper? Oh.
I'm sexy and I know it. Where's that music going?
It works out.
I guess my question for you is, has anyone ever worn a morph suit as their costume while going down for Halloween?
A what suit?
A morph suit. This is one of those suits where you wear it covers your entire body, your hands, your feet, your face, and it like makes you all red or blue or pink or whatever color morph suit you want to get. Yeah, you've seen those, Jeff, right? This would be the ultimate Halloween thing. And it'd be a great dive skin, too.
That must be some good rum you guys are drinking.
No, these things really do exist, but I think it's the stupidest idea ever.
It's kind of like a Spider-Man costume with, like, no design on it whatsoever.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but they have some with designs on it, too.
Yeah, some skin tight, like...
supposed to be creative?
Well, the thing is that Greg thinks this would be a great idea for protection against jellyfish.
Yeah, or you get a print.
Your whole body.
I mean, they're doing prints of these things now, like that show all muscles or a skeleton or something like that. They have morph suits that have a skeleton on them for Halloween.
So I think as Jeff is clearly pointing out, though, that's not that creative. You just went and bought something and put it on and dove.
Well, it glows in the dark.
Wait a second.
I mean,
part of no is this?
No, that is creative. Because no one's ever done it. He just said he's never heard of this before. So it would be a new thing. That
there
is
you go.
That is creative. It could win, right?
No.
What do you,
anything's,
I mean,
possible, Greg, with you.
Okay, I don't know how to take that exactly, but
you could win dumbest costume. They're awarding for that.
I think not only is it fashionable, it's functional, because it would protect you just like a dive skin.
So you're doing this Halloween dive on the 26th. Can people find out more information at southfloridadiving.com?
Yeah, /events, and then just go to the Halloween dive, and there's some information on there to tell you what time and how much and what to do and all that good stuff. The costume, you're on your own, though.
Now, another thing you could do,
because can't give away any hints.
Another thing you could do, instead of just going to the website, southfloridadiving.com, and then going to the events tab, you could also drink a half a bottle of this rum and then call 800-771-DIVE. 800-771-DIVE.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust at a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down.
Forget, we are giving away a GoPro Hero 3 Black Edition, as well as a Sola video light from Light Motion, and a Polar Pro macro and red filter from the folks from Polar Pro. It's a really nice underwater video system, or for taking video or stills for that matter. And all you have to do is go to scubaradio.com and register to win that package, which, by the way, is what we used exactly to shoot the Adventures of Bug Boy video that we've been talking about a little bit today, because Bug Boy has been with us.
That's pretty awesome.
You know, we've almost made it through the entire show, and we've been having a few sips of this Sammy Beach Bar rum, and I thought for sure Drunken Santa was going to get whiff of this stuff and make his way in.
I guess it's not time yet. Yeah. Maybe he doesn't show up until after Thanksgiving.
Or maybe he just didn't wake up from his afternoon nap.
Blackout.
Yeah. It's more, yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I'm surprised that Drunken Santa has not made an appearance on the show today.
It's weird.
Weird. Kind of creepy. In a way. Not creepy, but I mean, it's a godsend.
Yeah. Thank
yeah,
God.
One of those. Now,
not cold enough, really.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
There's a little bit more of a nip in the air in Orlando this week. It's kind of cooled off.
Yeah.
But it's supposed
yes,
to warm back up.
It's only 80.
Right. But you feel it, don't you, Bill? Come on.
I do feel that it's 80, and I very much have enjoyed being able to
walk outside and not sweat like a pig.
Yeah.
No, take deep breaths here in the studio.
That's because his booth is right next to the restroom.
Yeah.
No, because... if Drunken Santa was here,
oh, you
the stench
would,
is horrible.
Oh, that's true.
He
good point.
Smell that bad?
Oh, he
it's
does.
Like a broken sewer pipe.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. But anyway, you had some more ideas for Halloween costumes.
Yeah,
CJ,
yeah.
You were thinking that would tie into our DEMA thing, or just people that want to do something unique, like doing this Halloween dive with Jeff.
Well,
one
South of them
Florida.
Is like Keith Moon Jelly.
Oh, you could go as Keith Moon Jelly.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
funny.
It's not the Beatles, so.
Right, British.
Well,
but,
right. Yeah, it's close.
According to Greg, it's all the same.
It's the same genre, same general vicinity. Beatles, Who, what, no? What? What are you looking at me like that for? Come on. Pete Townsend, the Beatles, they're all the same kind of
how about the
time frame.
Bob Dylan.
How about the Headless Seahorseman?
Okay, that's not bad. How would you construct that costume
you'd
underwater?
Actually, cut
that'd
your head
be
off.
Difficult.
That's for the points.
Decapitation. No, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I had another one. I can't remember what it was.
Hmm. Lobster. Yeah.
Nope.
But it had nothing to do with lobster. Huh?
Nope.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Yeah, but, you know,
think about cranberry.
Maybe you just bring down. You inflate one of your old dive suits. And just take it down as a buddy, and, you know, kind of he could be like your headless buddy. You could carry him around with you.
Oh, I thought you were going like Siamese twins.
No.
No. He could be a headless buddy, and you could just keep filling up. How are you going to close the top of that suit?
You just tie it in a knot. No, I guess that wouldn't work either.
Tie it in a knot.
Like if your ears hung low?
What the hell?
I don't know. I don't know.
What does that mean?
Do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? It's a song.
Is that Eeyore?
Yeah.
It's not Eeyore.
What no. song is that?
It's Do Your Ears Hang Low.
Okay, Bill.
It was a top hit in 1927.
I think the Beatles did that, didn't they?
I think they did cover it. But
it was in the Austin Powers movie.
It was in the Austin Powers movie. And in that particular episode... Ringo was busy, Pete Best was busy, so they brought in Keith Moon Jelly.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe not. All right. Well, we will come up with some good ideas.
That seems likely.
Eventually. And feel free to share those with us at info@scubaradio.com.
How about Jelly Mel Fisher?
What? Jelly Mel?
Yeah,
what?
Jelly Mel.
I'm just mashing words together.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's not really working. But the
treasure.
Rum is, obviously.
Yeah. Wait, what about, I could go as Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't have a lot of physical resemblance to him.
Yeah.
All I need is a Santa costume, right?
Well, they make a morph suit of Santa.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, no.
What if the real one showed up? Then I'd feel kind of silly.
Well, you could wear your morph suit, and then they wouldn't know if you're really, really Santa or not, because you'd be wearing the red face mask. Is a
because
Santa
a morph
suit
covers
yeah.
your face.
Covers
too.
Your face. They wouldn't
because
know.
There's nothing safer than diving with your face covered.
Right.
And your mouth hole covered.
Yes.
Well, you could put a little slit. In
where do you put thing. The regulator?
You could cut a slit in your mouth.
Don't answer
face
that.
Thing. Yeah.
Wow. Wait. No.
You don't like that idea?
Oh, hell no.
Come on. You like these ideas.
Not one of them yet.
I'm telling you, man, the morph suit works because it is made of the same material as a dive skin.
No, it's not.
It is, too.
Like a rash guard, maybe.
No, it's made out of spandex and Lycra. That's exactly the same material.
Maybe yours.
I actually talked to one of the manufacturers this week about it, Bill.
Yes?
I did. I talked to him. I said, hey, are these morph suits made out of the same material as your dive skins? They said, yeah. The thinnest dive skins they make, absolutely. It's the same thing. It's just spandex Lycra. Same exact material. Now, what are you thinking?
Sucks.
Oh. Okay. Well,
you just want to see me in something tight.
Wants to see if you're anatomically
correct.
Greg wants to know if you're anatomically correct.
Oh, boy.
We know that ain't true. Yeah, anyway, we'll leave that story for another show. Till next time, remember, guys, it's always better where?
With down a sharp cheddar.
No. Down
where it's
wetter.
That's it. All right. Talk to you next week.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.